This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, political economics columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He's based in London. This is our Life in London time. Since the beginning of the pandemic, Joe has been giving us a report on the parks. Well, it's coming chilly, and London is damp. So the first question I ask is there adequate heat in the buildings? Is there going to be? Yes, of course, if you pay for it. But, Joe, I'm going to complicate this question because much in the news out of London is the question of immigrants crossing the English Channel quite dangerously from France and coming to England outside of the EU for a better life. Do you see immigrants, people who look dishomed, in the streets of London? Are they in the tube or the buses? Because we can see the homeless in New York, and I'm going to guess they all look alike. Without a home and without certainty of their future. Do you see it?
Well, I mean, so the thing about these migrant flows is that once people get to the UK, the government is reasonably good about trying to house them and, you know, otherwise provide for them. Although, I mean, there are periodically controversies about the quality of the facilities that they're using and the like. I mean, the real problem continues to be that the flows of illegal migrants are crossing the English Channel at all. And it's kind of a head-scratcher of a situation because you have to remember that even get to the English Channel, the migrants have already passed through large stretches of Western Europe, which is also supposed to be developed economies that ought to provide many more opportunities for the migrants. So it's kind of an interesting state of affairs that they seem to be particularly anxious to reach the United Kingdom, particularly by making that dangerous final cross, water crossing across the English Channel. And, you know, I think that there is a lot of controversy about this because Britons, as much as anyone else, want to feel like the government has control of the border. And I think that there is a certain amount of frustration that precisely because the migrants already have violated the European Union's border, which the EU struggles to enforce, and then have crossed over so much European territory without being, stopped or processed for asylum claims at that point. I think there is a legitimate question about why these people are ending up at Calais in France trying to get into England.
We have a migrant in the news, tragically, these last days. A young man, 32 years old, who arrived in the UK in 2014 and is now alleged to be participating in a terrorist act, the Liverpool bomb. He arrived in 2014. His original claim for asylum, following the London Times, was rejected because officials believed he was Jordanian and not Syrian. He had told officials this, and they were not certain of that. But in any event, this raises the question of migrants in general. After this terrorist attack, is there new concern, Joe? Do you see it in the headlines, anxiety on the television, or is it just part of the mix of burdens that people have these days in a pandemic?
Well, I mean, first off, I don't want to speculate, at all about what has happened in Liverpool yet, because I think that there's an awful lot that we don't know about that situation and about the alleged, person who the authorities say was involved in it. So I think that we would want to wait until we know more about that. I mean, certainly, in general, there have always been security or terrorism concerns related to migrants. And yet, it's important to remember a certain amount of that concern is really misplaced because so many of the people who have perpetrated terror attacks in the UK over the past 20 years were actually born here or had come here or been brought here at very early ages. So they had been raised entirely within the UK and then became radicalized for various reasons that aren't always very well understood. So I do think that, people are right to want to feel like the government is controlling the border and that the people who are coming into any country are doing so legally. But I'm not always convinced that it's helpful to combine some of these issues in the way that some people in the media, and particularly the immigration restrictionist media in the United Kingdom as much as anywhere, often try to combine the two issues.
Final thought. Coming Christmas, and we've talked about empty shelves and shopping. Now, we've satisfied our shopping urge because we order online. Do you see the same thing happening in London of anticipating Christmas?
Well, the first thing I can tell you is that when I went to my local Sainsbury supermarket yesterday, they have turkeys. There are frozen turkeys there. So if you're in South London, you know, that it is available. But, you know, for all of the rest of it, I mean, I have made a few ventures into main shopping areas the past few weeks, which seem to be fairly busy, but not quite as busy as they have been. You know, there are going to be two issues, I think, for retailers this year. One is just going to be getting people out to the stores after they're so accustomed to shopping online. The other thing is going to be the supply chain issues that we've been talking about. And I think that there's a big question mark about how well stores have been able to deal with that, and we won't know until we try.
Joseph Sternberg, he is a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics, which is pretty much the story of the recovery right now. Are we recovering? Is the surge that it might be the fourth surge in Europe, is it accurate? And also the question of energy. COP26 did not address it profoundly. Now the holdup of Nord Stream 2 introduces another complication for Western Europe, for Eastern Europe, and for the United Kingdom. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.